You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. Well done, congratulations. That was a lovely prize giving. How do you feel?
Really, really pleased with her. It's been an up and down journey since we've had her, so everything she does now is a bonus to us, really. She had a rocky year last year. She fractured her P1, so didn't know if she'd come sound. So everything that she does now is just a bonus, and we're so pleased that she's come back sound.
And how old is she?
She's now 12. Yeah. Obviously, she had a year off, so still about 11 in her body. Yeah. But yeah, super pleased with how she's been.
You say rocky. I mean, that's enough to contend with. Was there anything else that she's had going on?
No, nothing major, but she's been up and down with that kind of thing. But it's been such a brilliant journey, so I'm so pleased that she's back and healthy.
So how have you managed that journey? What support have you had, and what have you had to do with her in coming, getting to this point?
Well, I mean, my family and my trainer has been amazing, such a support around. Luckily, I had some lovely owners that gave me another horse to ride while Solly was off. So he was such a great boy to learn on, again, experience to now teach Solly. I just had to sort of work around with my close team and family, and it was just, such a great support.
Were there any doubts in your mind at one stage and thinking, is this going to actually happen?
Well, of course there is. I think there was about, 20% chance that she'd come back. So of course there was doubts, but you know, we did everything we could, and thankfully she did come back sound.
Wow, that's quite a small percentage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that must have been so stressful for you.
I know, it was, because she is like our baby. We've had her since a yearling, so she is like our baby and wrapped in cotton wool, and freak accidents happen, you know, but...
How did it happen?
Just in the field, she just spun and then, you know, wasn't sound, so slight fracture, but...
Easily done. But congratulations, that must make that prize giving around there so special for you.
So special.
Talk me through the test then.
So she's, like I said, she's only really recently come back at the start of the year, so still quite new to the advanced medium. Quite green in the changes still, but we're getting them each time more and more. So I just thought, if we try and get a clean test, and if that happens, then hopefully the marks will come. And I was super pleased with her. Had one little, you know, late change, but apart from that, felt amazing in the atmosphere, so I'm super pleased.
So now, what next?
So next I've got A-levels, so a bit of a quiet time for the horses, which is not a bad thing, I don't think. But after that, back to training the PSG movements, and just sort of see where it goes, see where the journey takes us, really.
What A-levels are you doing?
I'm doing biology, chemistry and psychology.
Okay, so going into anything medical at all?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do physiotherapy, so we'll see how it goes.
Is that human physiotherapy or towards, yes, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Human at the moment, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, that will help you with your riding and things like that, won't it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. How do you manage to kind of coordinate all your studies and then horses? It's hard work, isn't it?
It is. It's like I said, my family, you know, my mum and my nan, even my granddad, you know, they're up there all days, every day, helping me. So if I can't ride, you know, we'll have the lunge, or it's just such a great support team around me. My trainer also runs a business, so she owns Flying Changes, so she's, you know, out of her busy schedule to come and help me. And I train with Michael Elberg as well, and again he comes out of his way, so it's just a real generous group of people.
Amazing. That must be really good, training with Michael.
Yeah, he is brilliant. Yeah, they're both brilliant.
Brilliant. Who's your other trainer, do you say?
Sarah Cheatham.
Okay. Well done, congratulations for today and good luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.